We need to find out what the Bible says about the future. And I'd like to tell each one listening to me, you need to wake out of the sleep, because out in the future you've got an appointment with death. And the Bible says after death there's a judgment. And then right after that there's the blackness of darkness forever, and a heaven for those that lived an overcoming life in this world. And I find so many people that don't realize who's going to judge this world. I'd like to read you in the 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, beginning at the 7th verse, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and they that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Out there just beyond the judgment, the Lord's going to give out his rewards to his saints. And that's going to be the ones that overcome in this present life. I'd like to give you some scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to judge this world and to reward his children. John 5:22 says, the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And you and me are going to be judged out yonder somewhere by the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says you're going to be judged by the words that he spoke while he's here upon this earth. So while we're here upon this earth, we need to be busy finding out what he said when he was down here upon this earth. In John 5:27, it says that God hath given him authority to execute judgment also. And I just read you where he's coming with 10,000 of his saints with plenty of power to execute judgment upon this world. The world's going to be judged by the words the Lord spake while he's here. If you'd read over in John 12:46. The world going to be judged by the words the Lord spake while he was here. The same shall judge us in that last day. So we need to be busy examining our lives and what the Lord said while he's down here upon this earth as we journey on out to death and eternity. John 3:17, it said, for God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, because the world was already condemned because of the sons of Adam. But he sent the Lord down here to seek and to save that which was lost, that the world might be saved. And here's what he said when he's here on the earth in John 3:18, he that heareth my words and believes on the Lord Jesus Christ that came into the world and is born of the Spirit of God, said he shall not come into the condemnation, won't be punished when the Lord come back to punish the wicked. But he that believeth not is condemned already. And if you've never been born to the Spirit of God, the judgment's drawing a little closer to you every day, because he would not believe it or hear the words of the only begotten Son of God when he come into the world. And if you don't become reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in his wrath, yonder, in the judgment, and be forever and eternally banished from the presence of God. So we need to examine our lives day by day as we live here in the world, hastening on yonder to the long ages of eternity. Who do you think's going to judge people out yonder? It's the Lord Jesus Christ going to judge them. And the Bible says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life and might enter through the gates into the city. And the one commandment the Lord gave while he was here upon this earth that overshadows all in the Old Testament is that we love one another. He said that's his commandment, as I have loved you. What is your attitude toward other people? We need to examine our lives by the Word of God day by day as we are hastening on out to the long ages of eternity. The Bible said heaven's going to be filled with people that overcome sin and Satan here in this world. And it's only through the Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And over in Galatians, the 5th chapter, it says heaven's going to be filled with people that overcome the lust and desires of the flesh and have crucified the flesh with its affections and all of its lusts. Heaven will be filled with people that love not the world, neither the things in the world, because all the things of the world are going to pass away. Heaven will be filled with people who have been born again of the Spirit of God. Unless you come to the Calvary's cross and become reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to be left out when the Lord comes executing judgment and to give rewards unto his people. And the Bible said it's the one that walk in the counsel of God as they journey down through this present world is going to be fill up heaven. So let me beg each one of you to examine your life before the eternal Word of God as I try to bring it to you this morning. And don't be clashed with the enemies of the Lord when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to execute judgment on all that know not God and all that don't become reconciled to him through what he did on Calvary's cross. But the Lord, here's the happy part of it, and I'd like for you to think about this, the rest of this program. The Lord's coming back to reward his saints that overcome Satan, the accuser, in this world. In Revelation 12:11, it said, they overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimonies. You better know something about the blood of the Lamb. And what kind of testimony have you got? Have you experienced coming to Calvary? And your sin's been covered by the blood. You'll never be able to be classed in the overcoming number. It said they overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the words of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. They had a determination to be faithful unto death. So let me ask you this morning, what about you and me this morning? And what kind of testimony do you have? What have you been to Calvary? Are you living a overcoming life The Bible, Paul said, we could be more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ in this world and out in the edge of eternity when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. In the first three chapters of Revelation, it tells about the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reward all the overcomers that overcame in this life the world of flesh and Satan, that great accuser that's been accusing people before God from the beginning, it seemed like. Let me read you over in Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. You hear what the Bible says about who's going to enter into heaven? I see so many people joins in religion and claim they got eternal salvation and drift on down through the world and think somehow they're going to drift into heaven, but that's not according to the Word of God. You better respect His commandment, the Lord Jesus Christ's commandment. It says love covers all the commandments, and begin to love one another as you go down through this world. Over in Revelation 21:27, said, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. If you ever come by Calvary and made your peace, call, and election sure with God, if you haven't, you'll never get into heaven. Regardless of how many religions you join in here in this world. I heard one old colored preacher say one time, if religion and denominations would get you into heaven, he'd join them all just as fast as he could so he'd be sure he wouldn't miss out. But that's not what gets you into heaven. It's by fearing God and keeping His commandments. And being an overcomer in this world. And when the Lord comes to reward His saints, I want to read you what He says in the first three chapters of Revelation, some of the scriptures. And I'm not so concerned about the mark of the beast and all the deep thing that you hear people talk about. I'm more interested in trying to live this overcoming life so that I'll be among the number when the Lord begins to reward His saints. Listen as I read to you. He that overcometh in this life shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. It's in this life where we need to be concerned about eternity and about heaven. And see how our lives are going to measure up when we come to close. In Revelation 21:7, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. If you got a spiritual ear or just a worldly-minded ear, listen to this. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, will regain what the human race lost in Adam, a right to the tree of life again if we overcome and never taste a second death. This is one of the greatest promises in the Bible. He that overcometh shall not be heard of the second death, when men and women and they'll be banished forever from the presence of God in the blackness of darkness forever, which is the second death. Said, if you overcome in this life, and we can through the Lord Jesus Christ that strengthens us, you'll never be hurt down there in the judgment in that second death. Revelation 3:5 said, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Examine your life here. He said, if we confess him before this sinful and adulterous generation and live the overcoming life, that he had confessed us before his Father yonder in heaven. What a wonderful promise. In Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if we be overcomers and he give us his Spirit, come in to indwell us, so we could have the strength from him to overcome, that he had invited us when he's sitting on the throne of the universe and heavens and earth has passed away, that he had invited his overcomers to sit with him on that throne as he rules yonder forever and ever. So we need to examine our life now. Are you living, overcoming the things of the flesh and the things of the world? And he said, if you will be faithful unto death, I'll give you a crown of life. It's really something to think about. And he said, in that great city, we love him and overcome in this world. He said, they shall be no more cursed, but the throne of the God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and their name shall be in his forehead. There shall be no night there, they need no candlelight of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and forever throughout all eternity.